Good morning. It's Jeremiah Johnson. It's the Grace Point Daily Podcast. How's the weather where you are at? It's a little colder here in southwest Missouri, but not the end of the world. I mean, if I start feeling too cold, I just think back to Minneapolis, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and I don't feel so bad. So the question I want to pose today on this Grace Point Daily Podcast is the question of what is God's priority? And if you are part of Grace Point Church, we've been challenging you to go through the book, Pray and Go, Tom Rainer. Many of you have accepted that challenge, and from what I can understand, you're enjoying it. So go to Amazon, purchase the book, Pray and Go. It's a great challenge. Yeah, a challenge to become a great commissioned Christian. And so, you know, I'm sure many of us are going to have chapters that we like more than the others. Like, oh man, I really love that one. Certain ones that really hit us. And so the one that hit me the other day was talking about praying for the one. And just this simple goal to just really, at the start of this year, just pray for one person in your life that really needs Jesus. Pray that they will come to know the Lord. Pray that you will, God will give you an opportunity to share Jesus's love with them. Pray that, you know, that the door will open. You know, just pray for the one. And I was just connecting that thought and that idea, reverting back to scripture, and it's a very scriptural thing. And I'm sure maybe some of you have read it before, Luke chapter 15. It's a good one. I won't pull it up on the screen today, but Luke chapter 15, I have my physical Bible here. It's the parable of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. And it you know, all three of those illustrations are or pointing to the reality that God's great concern is for the one. Let me just read from Luke chapter 15. It says, now the tax collectors, sinners who were all gathering around to hear him, but the Pharisees and teachers of the law muttered, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulder and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. So I'm a pastor, I'm a follower of Christ, and I'm sure many of you, you know, your churches are talking about different things and different visions or dreams. And, you know, the encouragement I've been giving is to keep the main thing, which is to share the love of Jesus with other people and to go after the one. And I did pull this up. I guess I can bounce this over to my screen here. I did look this up, which I found to be very interesting. It's coming out of some website, one of these AP research websites. And I just Googled, what are the top priorities of Americans in 2024? Here's what pulled up, you know, which is, it's just not very surprising, but foreign policy was the number one concern it's the top priority for Americans this year. And we are coming up to an election year, was 38%. Number two, immigration was a top priority or concern for the public agenda. Not surprising necessarily. Economy, education, environment, healthcare, poverty, hunger. Those are the top priorities. You know, when you walk up to an American and you say, What's your main concern? What's your priority? Those were the majority of the answers that were given. And so that becomes the lovingly confrontational question. Now I pose to myself as a believer and a follower of Christ, and I pose to Grace Point and to any of you watching, what is your priority? What is your priority as a follower of Christ in 2024? Paul says, you know, getting blessed, you know, family, church growth, all these kind of things. Hopefully the priority is the lost sheep, you know, the people in our lives and our sphere of influence that really need Jesus. So it should be convicting in a good way. And it should really just challenge us to say, God, I want that one. God, just I want to see at least one person in my life, in my sphere of influence, who needs Jesus to come to find you. So start praying for the one, and I guarantee you, God's going to answer that request. You know, God's going to connect with that prayer because that's his priority. That's God's priority. So let it become our priority in 2024 It's Grace Point Daily Podcast. Like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Talk to you guys next time.